Hey, everybody. Welcome. Steve Wollenhaus here. I'm your host on Anatomy of Success. Glad you joined us this week. To be an amazing leader during hard times, 11 things can help. That's the topic of our conversation this week. So glad you joined us. Let's get started. Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Steve Wollenhaus, and this is Anatomy of Success. Welcome. If you're here for the first time, glad you joined us. If you've been here before, welcome back. Please subscribe to the podcast. When you get a chance, rate and review. That always helps. And then go over to weatherology.com and find the Weatherology mobile app. It's free. I think you'll enjoy it this year. We've got three new feature improvements coming that I'm super proud of that I think you'll love. I mean, the kind of stuff that most apps that charge for this content give people. So we're giving it away for free. And then stop by my personal page under About Us and find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, as well as on Facebook. You know, it's a tough time, as you can clearly see, and we're seeing a lot of leaders fumble during this difficult time. The last thing people need when things are falling apart is weak leadership that lacks conviction. You're seeing it in corporations. You're seeing it especially in politics. Like everyone, leaders are susceptible to fear and uncertainty. Our brains are wired to overreact, and automatically the limbic system takes charge. That's where the emotions like panic and anxiety reside. As a result, fear and trepidation often become involuntary. That mechanism, it worked great back in the day when we were chasing dinosaurs. However, in business and politics today, it's a liability, and we see it frequently. According to Oliver Holmes, the longing for certainty is in every human mind, but certainty is generally an illusion. Here are 11 things great leaders recognize when confronted with a crisis. Number one, uncertainty. You know, human beings crave certainty. Unfortunately, we live in very uncertain times and a very uncertain world. 76% of our brain is composed of the neocortex, which manages millions of data entry points. One function? Predicting the future. Unexpected change throws that feature into overdrive. Our brain offers a reward each time we accurately predict the future. A rush of dopamine floods our brain. We got to get good at predicting the future and spend less time managing uncertainty. Does that sound familiar? Yeah, that's how most of our politicians and most of our so-called experts are operating in this reactionary mode, responding to the uncertainty versus stepping back and developing this unique talent, which is something we can cultivate, where we gain a better ability to predict and accurately anticipate the future to the best of our ability. Next is conviction. Uncertainty consumes a massive amount of mental energy, which adversely affects productivity, by the way. Uncertainty promotes the production of cortisol. That's the stress hormone that affects the immune system. Great leaders need to create an atmosphere of certainty to the best of their ability that alleviates these primal instincts. When people feel confident in our direction and that it's clear and concise, they follow with confidence and they come together, pull together as a team, and execute accordingly. Most people require direction. It's just a fact. It's not a bad thing. Fail to provide that direction, though, as a leader, and the organization during tough times is going to topple. Next is strength. People lack confidence in weak leaders. They are reluctant to follow anyone until that person demonstrates their strength. Without courage, people crumble, and they need to have reassurance. Decisive leadership is being provided, preferably by someone with a track record of success. Experience is absolutely irreplaceable at a time like this. Many leaders compensate for that weakness with bravado, controlling behavior, whatever it might be. They believe force is the answer for exhibiting strength, and it isn't, trust me. Real leaders show strength by getting results every time during difficult situations. People learn they can trust that person's remarkable instincts, and they can sleep well knowing the ship is in good hands. Princess Diana said this, "Only do what your heart tells you to." Intuition is the next thing. Intuition has been a valuable instrument for survival since the beginning of man. When confronted with life or death decisions, original ancestors didn't have the luxury of gathering all the facts. They had to react, and that reaction was based on instincts. Great leaders have remarkable intuition, and they rely on it heavily. They don't overanalyze the emotional opinions of every individual that has something to offer. Their intuition has been tested, and they learn to trust their internal compass. They give their intuition room to breathe. They appreciate wise decisions can't be rushed. They also realize accurate intuition is something cultivated over time. A pattern of reliability has been established. Next is positive. Great leaders are positive, and it's based on conviction and a pattern of tremendous success. People that are positive nullify fear in other people, and their optimism is contagious. Nothing worse than a negative leader who is clearly overwhelmed with stress that can't provide the direction people desperately desire. Next, confidence. You know, confidence, it's very intoxicating. Why? Because it's incredibly rare. Most people have bravado and arrogance. Real confidence is incredibly uncommon. Confident people are self-aware and they treat everyone with kindness and respect. Arrogance is the alternative, and it's very unappealing because it's offered by people that fake confidence. And you can see that everywhere you go today. Arrogant people are insecure, and that's the last thing people need when they feel uncertain. Next, humility. Humble people wear success with dignity, and they don't make demands that they wouldn't do themselves or haven't done themselves. They lead by example and drive straight ahead without inhibitions when confronted with adversity. They don't dabble. They don't vacillate back and forth and lament over uncertainty. They have conviction, humility, purpose, and they push ahead. Next, control. And I mean this in a positive way. Great leaders recognize what's outside their control, and they focus on what they can control. By doing so, they send a very clear signal. We are focused on success here. We aren't reacting to the wave of uncertainty that's decimating most organizations around us. They don't ignore reality, but they don't dwell on the situation either. They are laser focused on a clear direction, and that sense of control is very invigorating. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of folks that reach out to me asking me for stuff, for instance, on LinkedIn. Hey, can we have a 15-minute conversation? Hey, would you be on my podcast? This is an excellent opportunity for me to demonstrate why I say no to everyone. I am in focus right now, taking my company to new heights, navigating through this tough time that's killing a lot of companies and making a lot of other businesses feel horribly uncertain. We are confident, thriving, because I'm focused on where we're going. I don't have time, the desire, or the energy to do these other things. And that may hurt somebody's feelings. Too bad. Get over it. This is business. This is a business platform, and I'm trying to teach you something. Not everybody's going to agree to participate in everything you want, and even though it bruises your ego, don't take it personally. Know what else might be going on that prevents that person from saying yes. It's not about control. It's about me controlling the things that I can control and devoting all my energy to doing that. Next, example. Great leaders inspire by example. They aren't focused on motivational messages and countless meetings. I see that all the time too. They are focused on actions that create results. We don't have time for daily, weekly meetings when you're in this mode. We just don't, folks. These organizations that are wrapped up in strategy sessions all the time, trying to finesse through a crisis, they lament about the situation, make outrageous demands, clearly demonstrate they have no clear idea where they're going, what they plan to do. Great leaders are busy executing their vision, and that vision is vividly clear to everyone in the organization, and it doesn't need to be reiterated 17 times a week. Each team clearly understands what needs to be done. Let them do it. Let them receive the freedom necessary to execute without impunity and get the hell out of the way. Constant oversight is obnoxious, and it's incredibly uninspiring. Next, self-aware. Great leaders operate with high self-awareness and emotional intelligence. Most people operate on fear and impulse. Great leaders acknowledge fear, then move forward with emotional insight, which offers perspective and clarity. I've seen during this past year, so many leaders let fear prevail during this crisis. When that takes hold, we let irrational thoughts dominate our decisions, and that never ends well. And finally, people. Great leaders always do what's best for their teams and focus on decisions that ensure the survival of their people. They don't cut people loose, could care less. I'm going to have to hold it together for myself. Sorry, it's a tough time. Got to let half the workforce go. I've seen some courageous, admirable people step up and do some incredibly sacrificial things during this time. And it shows they really, truly care about people. Breaks my heart to see so many businesses struggling right now. Good people that really care for their people, their business, and just need a helping hand. Then there's the arrogant pricks that give everybody a bad name. They're the people that rush in the direction of cutbacks, discourage criticism. They don't let their team speak up. These people may have the answers you desperately need to hear that can help you finesse through these tumultuous times. But they get so obsessed with their own arrogance and their own preconceived idea of what's required to resolve and correct the problem, they don't even pay attention to anything. They become very one-sided. Great leaders create an environment of open communication, and that includes honest feedback and feedback that pushes forward in the spirit of focusing on where we need to go as an organization to get over these massive impediments that periodically arise in business. According to Tony Robbins, the quality of your life is in direct proportion to the amount of uncertainty you can comfortably deal with. Yeah, I hear you loud and clear, Tony. That's so true. Leaders with conviction are inspiring, and they have focus and determination, and we need a lot more of them today. True confidence puts people at ease and creates an atmosphere of tremendous optimism, hope, and potential. People feel secure. They sleep good at night. They get up every day knowing they're part of an organization that's going someplace. Can you create that at your company, for your business, in your home, with your family? Can you offer the direction they desperately need right now to feel reassured during these difficult times? So glad you joined us this week on Anatomy of Success. My name is Steve Wollenhaus, your host. Let's do this again next week. Until then, let's stay focused, let's stay positive, and let's stay optimistic.